Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latwan Le Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
The last time we were in Morondoy, Dinah discussed plans for a big wedding with Rhonda and Aubrey, but Rhonda decided it would be a small one. Cecil was about to go out on village council business, and he and Lucille had yet another row. He left and met with James, who said he was not contesting because of his indiscretion with Catalina. Cecil advised him to tell June right away. Back home, Lucille broke down and begged Cecil to give their marriage another chance. Right now, James is preparing to tell June about the kiss.
All I gotta do is tell June. Nothing hard to it. Just say, June, I made a mistake with Catalina. It wasn't my intention. This is not going to work. June is going to leave me for sure.
James?
Hi, June.
Have you seen this?
What is it?
Look. Look here. I found it stuck on the gate.
My fellow Morondoyans, the village council has failed our community. Do not allow these same comedians to continue to lead you to nowhere. In November, you must vote for real change, for people who are passionate about developing our communities and who will take us forward. Vote for real change. Vote Simon De Freitas.
The audacity of that man.
He has started a campaign.
But must he throw the village council under the bus?
Well, he's running as an independent. He will do whatever he must to get people on his side.
Why don't you seem more annoyed by this?
Guess it's because I'm tired.
Of what?
Of people's expectations. I'm the village chairman and everybody expects me to have the answers to all their questions.
But you can't have all the answers.
I don't think I can do another term, June. I think I have resolved now that I won't contest again.
Oh, really, James? I mean, you said you were thinking about it. But I never thought you would actually make this decision.
Like I said, we can travel, just have more time to ourselves.
Well, I guess I shouldn't fight you on this. But Simon cannot be shaming the village council like this.
He can say whatever he wants. Freedom of speech.
I'm really surprised you're taking this so lightly.
June, I...
What?
I need to tell you something.
Oh gosh, Granny, I'm tired. The early morning April run just really broke you up.
You don't see your mother and your Mary sleeping since you come back? Why you don't go and lie down and get some rest?
Just now, ma'am. When this place so hot, I just find it hard to sleep. And so besides the fish stew you got on the stove smelling lovely.
Seasoned with Bihari fish seasoning, girl.
Lovely.
You could eat when the pot done and then go and sleep. All you got to do is put on the fan.
Sometimes it's beer hot here, the fan does blow.
It's true, you know.
I can miss daddy being around, man. It was really nice having him around them couple weeks.
Yes.
Maybe I could go up and visit him.
Yes, it's a good while since you've been to America.
Yes. Maybe me and Kevin can take the trip.
Wonderful. See, is who there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Is who?
Just two little boys. They just run out the yard and gone.
You see, Zucheran, I would like to reach their parents.
They left something here.
What's the?
My fellow Marundoyans.
What's the?
Look, read for yourself.
Is this stupid man Simon the Freitas again?
Look like he start campaigning already.
But who won't vote for he? People in this village don't know he. And then he signed the council and doing nothing? Who this fool think he is?
Guess somebody who wants to get on the village council.
Not under my watch. I gonna find you and give you a good piece of me mind.
James, you're getting me nervous. Just say what you have to say.
There is another reason why I don't really want to participate in local government elections again.
What is it?
I feel like I've been compromised.
I don't understand.
Well, June, you know I love you.
Yes, of course.
And after everything we went through in the past, I would never try to hurt you on purpose.
Yes, I know.
Well...
Yes?
Remember a few weeks ago Ignatius implied that I was having an affair?
Yes, but we dismissed it as nonsense.
Well, there is a reason you could have said that.
What is it, James?
I had an indiscretion, June. June.
What do you mean?
Honey.
Don't hold my hand. What do you mean?
Well, I wasn't having an affair, but there was a kiss.
A kiss?
Yes.
What do you mean there was a kiss?
I'm sorry, June. It came out of nowhere. It wasn't planned and...
Who you kissed, James?
It was Catalina. Like I said, it just happened out of nowhere. I was just giving her a lift and... June, where are you going? June!
Ninja Turtle.
Who is that?
I'm coming!
Who this? Oh, Nurse Williams?
Hello, Sister Myrtle. Is your niece at home?
Yes, she's in.
Who is it?
Nurse Williams.
June?
Hello, Catalina.
Hi.
I want you to be honest with me.
About what?
My husband said you two shared a kiss.
What?
I just want you to be honest about your relationship.
I am so sorry that happened. I swear it wasn't planned. It was just out of the blue.
Catalina, you don't hear. You don't hear. Why can't you leave people's husband alone?
Auntie Myrtle, please.
So you have feelings for my husband?
There is nothing between me and James. Matter of fact, we don't even talk anymore.
I'm not a fool, Catalina. People don't just kiss each other out of the blue.
Catalina, you need God in your life.
Auntie Myrtle, can you please allow me and June to have this conversation in private?
You don't want me to hear about your sins? You're a shame and embarrassment, Catalina.
How can you be related to me? My God, where did I go wrong in raising you, girl?
Auntie Myrtle.
I am staying right here. I want to hear all of it.
Okay, just be honest with me. Do you have any feelings for my husband, Catalina?
I admit I did like James June. But all of that is past now.
Yet you still kissed him recently. Who are you lying to? Me or yourself?
Look, I swear it will never happen again. I'm not even contesting in the next local government elections. So it means I will see James even less.
I have to call Pastor and let him come and cleanse this house. It's too much evil forces in this house.
Inside!
Dinah?
Did you guys plan to meet up here to cuss me out or something?
What? I don't know what Dinah's doing here.
June? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dinah.
Catalina? Sister Martin? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miss Dinah. Something I could help you with?
I'm looking for this man, Simon De Freitas. As a member of the village council, I am insulted by these flyers he dropping all over this village.
Well, I can assure you that I know nothing about that. Matter of fact, Simon and I aren't friends.
Can I get an address for him?
Auntie Myrtle could more help you with that. She and his friend.
Don't try to distract from your sins by bringing my friendship with Simon into question. You're going around kissing married men.
Is what going on here? June?
Look, Catalina. Thank you for your honesty. I'm leaving.
June, wait.
I'm very sorry, June.
Dinah, I will speak with you later.
Well, something happened with you and James, Catalina.
Blood of the lamb.
Look, Dinah, I don't have anything to do with Simon. But you can find him in the next village in 6th Street.
But I still want to know what business you had with me, daughter, husband.
There is nothing going on between me and James.
Amazing grace. How sweet that sound that saved a wretch.
Auntie Myrtle, can you please
like
stop?
Me. The devil's in control of you. You're not going to shame me again.
You know, as long as I didn't want to say anything, but I just observe how you're watching James and them village council meetings.
Father God, we ask for mercy.
Miss Dinah, I don't know what you're talking.
No, let me finish. This is a married man. And as far as I know, he and his wife ain't got no agreement that you should see any other woman.
But me and James ain't there.
Yet you kissed him. Mercy, Lord, mercy.
Look, I don't know what tricks you got up to with me, son-in-law. But let it done now. Let it done now because June don't deserve though.
Yeah.
You feel that because you're young and good-looking that you could come and disturb people's marriages? But I gonna do whatever I got to protect me own. Nashi, find another married man.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Caverton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322 or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care. Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.